What's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to KDR Podcast, one of the craziest podcasts with MGTOW and MGTOW only. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest, podcasting it up all around the world. Welcome back, gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, I'm doing this podcast, and also I'm going to move it into video form out there at MGTOW.TV and Odyssey. And yesterday I did a video, but I could not convert it in podcast. So what I'm going to do with the video, I'm just going to make it a sound bite. Okay, so it's going to be a podcast video, because I'm doing a lot of things. There's a lot of editing going on, and it takes me a long time. So I just want to do it in audio form, and hopefully you guys like it out there. MGTOW.TV and Odyssey, and the podcast, because the podcast is very important, because there's a lot of men that MGTOW, they listen to it all across the world, all the way out there to Saudi Arabia. I got 5 cats out there that listen to the podcast faithfully and stuff like that. So my shout out to them. So today's podcast, video cast, whatever you want to call it, I want to get into the hypocrisy of the mainstream media. Not only that, the feminists are going crazy and wild. And I want to put my point of view and stuff like that regarding to the matter of this Taliban-Afghanistan situation that has been going on, as a MGTOW point of view, non-political, but MGTOW point of view, like I always do, you know. I recommend you fellas out there, if you're at work, get your headset, if you're in some kind of plays that, you know, it's gonna be bitches around you, get a headset, because I curse like a motherfucker in this fucking podcast, okay? All right. So I woke up this morning, the whole fucking mainstream media is going crazy. All about women, the women in Afghanistan, the poor women in Afghanistan, but the poor women, oh my God, if you see the feminists, and I'm gonna play you different soundbite here. I find it hilarious myself, honestly. I found these, I enjoy myself. I am. Because Taliban are doing Taliban stuff out there, and they're about to rule with an iron fist. But I think they're getting a little soft. And I will get into this later on, okay? And stuff like that. So the first soundbite here is going to be like what I'm going to do, I'm going to play soundbites, and also I'm going to do my commentary. That's pretty much is going to be the whole video and podcast and stuff like that. So the first soundbite that I want to get into here, this happened like, I believe it was, 2 months ago. Exactly 2 months ago this day. And you got, you guys know her, Nancy the Witch Pelosi. So let me play you a soundbite here. And she was with the president of Afghanistan, the one who bailed out, you know, took the money and run. So he's somewhere around there. It happens in Vietnam before. So he probably got a couple $1 billion that the U.S. pay him. And now nowhere to be seen. Okay. So let me play you the soundbite here.
As you know, we've had a relationship between our two countries, an intense relationship for the past 20 years. As we enter a new phase of that relationship, we look forward to hearing from you how we can do so with humanitarian assistance. As you know, in our country, there is great interest in the future of women and girls in Afghanistan. I think that progress was made. I saw it myself on my 9 visits to Afghanistan, the advancement of women and girls in your country. Thank you for your leadership, and yours and Mrs. Ghani's leadership in that regard.
Okay, I had enough. I had enough. I had enough. Excuse me. I had enough. I had enough of that witch. I wish that these witches can get burned like they used to do in Salem out there. You know, I take Pelosi, I take Ocasio-Cortez, I take Human, I take all of them. I'll be the first one to light them up in gas and throw the match at them. Fuck them. But, you know, we live in a society that you can't do that anymore. What a pity. What a pity. And this is the hypocrisy. For some reason, I can't talk today. The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is that, in reality, when you look at this whole situation, the United States Armed Forces men, for most part, they was out there battling in the battle. That's why MGTOW, we against men going and joining the armed forces. We against that because men are disposable, okay? So let's look at the facts, what facts is, because these feminists, all they talk about women. Billions of dollars just wasted out there, okay? We didn't have no business going there. Thousands of men dying on vain for no reason, because at the end of the day, everybody knew the Taliban was going to take over, you know? Everybody knew that. Anybody who got any common sense knew that they're going to take over there and rule with an iron fist like they should. It's their land, You know, they can practice however they want to practice and stuff like that. But that's the hypocrisy. Men sacrifice their life. Us taxpayers, we pay for this nonsense bullshit, right? And then they build this some kind of like dystopia Western society out there in Afghanistan where women are having rights and they're being in court as judges and they're being teachers and being doctors for 20 years. But guess what? 20 years is over, pussycat. Because Taliban is in town and they're not going any fucking where. They're about to get things straight up again. Yes, sir. So I'm going to play you a soundbite here because, you know, the Pentagon and everybody's involved in here. And there's a lot of questions they ask. What's going on with the women? What's happening with the women? And they had a unit out there in Afghanistan. There was a special armed forces. And obviously, I don't know if they got left behind. I don't know the whole shenanigan. You know what actually happened. But in reality, now they're looking for them so they can get some kind of pass and stuff. And you see all these Marxist feminists. Where are the women at? The women that helped with the U.S. troops, and they were hand in hand together and stuff like that. And these bitches do not understand, realize how the United States government works. The United States government, we understand this shit, how the gynocentric government works in the United States. They don't give a fuck about nobody. You think they're going to even give a fuck about these skanks out there? They help out a little bit and pretend like they were doing something next to an American soldier, a real American soldier? Nah, they ain't give a fuck about them. So let me play this skank out here. And these Afghanistan Special Forces women face new risk after the capsization of Kabul.
Women who fought for the Special Forces. There are reports that the Taliban are now knocking on doors, going into the homes of those who served in the military. What are you doing to protect them, to get them out? Are you in touch with the Taliban, and do you have assurances that they'll be safe?
We recognize that beyond the SIVs, there's additional Afghans at risk, and they are included within the group of people that in time, as we get through the Americans and the immediate priority, that we have plans in place to support lifting them, transporting them out of the country on the defense side. Again, it would be Department of State, Homeland Security, questions about immigration processing. We recognize the risk that they face, and we're doing everything we can to get this operation underway at scale so we can get through as many as possible under these very difficult conditions.
Are you communicating with the Taliban? Do you have a line of communication?
I'm personally not communicating with the Taliban, but I would imagine there are communications within the diplomatic channels.
Okay, that's enough about that bullshit. Listen, this is Afghanistan women special forces. They're special forces. They don't need no passport to come to the United States and get special privilege. They warriors. Why don't you go out there and fight the Taliban? For heaven's sake. They're special forces. You see the hypocrisy is going on out here, gentlemen. Now they trying to look for these skanks out there and stuff. You know, meanwhile, they were killing Talibanish and shit like that. Now the Taliban's in town wanting to go out there and fight guerrilla war and stuff like that. Why we have to bail them out? The hypocrisy, fellas. It's the hypocrisy. Let's go to another soundbite here because I get riled up. I get riled up, but not really because I find this shit hilarious. Let's go out here to the mainstream media, for heaven's sake. These mainstream media, they are so feminized. It's all gynocentric bullshit anyways. But let me play this sound here because they go out in the streets and they're showing the progress of the 20 years of the invasion of the United States and bringing this gynocentric government and society. Now women are upset, concerned what's happening to the women out there in Afghanistan. And they're going to hear some sound bites here interviewing women and their dreams and hope to becoming doctors and so on and so forth, just like the Western skank. And they're going to be in debt because the Western skank, they're in debt due to the college tuition and stuff like that.
In Afghanistan, girls are used to dreaming big. For them, going to school is normal. You have many students.
8,402 students.
So is coping with a constant threat from men who don't want them to learn. They say you might die, but I try to keep the girls motivated to study, the principal tells me.
Under the Taliban in the 1990s, women and girls were banned from work and education, shrouded, kept out of public life. But for 20 years now, they've lived out in the open, many free to make their own choices. They've seen huge gains in education, equal rights, politics, simple things like shopping alone, all now at risk as the country could plunge back into the darkness of Taliban rule. Politician and activist Fawzia Koofi grew up under the Taliban and was an envoy to the stalled peace talks. She survived two assassination attempts and still sat across the negotiating table from the Taliban. But it's her fear for the next generation of girls that she can't bear.
Women in Afghanistan are the most at danger or at risk population of the country. By those who were upset with women becoming powerful in the last 20 years.
I don't know whose fault this is, the principal tells me. This is the tragedy of Afghanistan.
Well, they got imagery of women doing yoga, and she just like the Western skank. It's very easy. Once the Taliban get there, and I'm learning they get in a little soft, they telling the woman to come out, they can go to school. I don't like that sign. I hope they keep it old-fashioned, old school. For us, the Western men, to witness how they rule the pimpin out there, okay? Let's be honest with each other. Women, they don't need to go to school. They don't need to do all, none of that stuff, yoga classes. They don't need to be doctors. They don't need to be lawyers, being politician, none of that stuff. All they need to do is get married, have children. And now the Taliban's going door to door and getting women and grabbing those women and getting married to them, okay? So they're getting that pussy because that's a spoiled war. A spoiled war is pussy. It's part of the reward for, you know. So get all those fucking women out there, get them pregnant and have a family or not. They can go MGTOW or whatever. But out there is no divorce nonsense. These Taliban, they don't play that shit. They really don't. So I didn't, in Afghanistan, they don't need none of that stuff. That's Western society bullshit. And look how Western society has come out. It's a horrendous place for a man. The Western world is the worst place for a man. At least out there in Afghanistan, they do have, this old-fashioned patriarchy? Life in well, like he's supposed to be? A strong, pan patriarchy government and society? They don't need all that bullshit education and stuff like that. All they got to do is teach them to third grade and that's it. Go home, have children, take care of your husband, and shut the fuck up. And the husband will provide meals and stuff like that. That's what they got to do, for heaven's sake. We got to keep this stuff basic. We have lost everything. But hopefully, praise to Allah, even though I'm not Muslim, they will keep it old school and start whipping those bitches when they start cheating and adultery and stuff like that. 100 whipping with sticks in the back in the public square. I want to see that. Yes, I want to see those videos and stuff like that. Now, see, this is the entitlement of... This is what happened. This other clip that I'm about to show you here. This is what happened when 20 years of Afghan-centric government took over place out there in Afghanistan. And now these women have become spoiled brats. Spoiled brats. They thought that the party is going to continue. Meanwhile, those men in the Taliban and stuff like that, they were fighting wars and stuff like that and get involved with the U.S. Army, and they have their own tribal within fighting. It was a whole fucking shit show. All those tribal got to get together, united, and come in one umbrella, which they call the Taliban. But they had a lot of tribes and a lot of infighting going on, and they were killing each other and all kinds of shit. So this is some nut reporter from Afghanistan, right? And she's out there in a Pentagon, because, you know, the Pentagon have to go out there and make sure that the treaty is going well for women out there in Afghanistan. And they put these colonels, they put all these head of state out there just to talk shit about to the press about women. Who gives a flying fuck? But you're going to see these tearful Afghanistan journalists, and she's in denial. She is in denial, but it's the funniest shit that I saw all day today, you know. It's funny, it's hilarious, and you're going to see how women get spoiled really fast. 20 years and all of a sudden, oh Lord, guess what happened? The Taliban is back. The Trump pimping is back. The patriarchy is back. And we don't want that. So check this lady out. She's literally crying.
I know we gave you an update this morning.
As you know, I'm from Afghanistan. And I'm very upset today. Because Afghan women didn't expect that overnight all the Taliban came. They took off my flag. This is my flag. And they put their flag. Everybody is upset, especially women. And I forgot my question to me. What do you ask? Where is my president, former President Ghani? People expected that he bye-bye with the people. And immediately he ran away. We don't know where is he. And we don't have a president. President Biden said that President Ghani, no. He has to fight for us people. They have to do everything and we were able to financially help them. But we don't have any president. We don't have anything. Afghan people, they don't know what to do. A woman has a lot of achievement in Afghanistan. I had a lot of achievement. I left from the Taliban like 20 years ago. Now we go back to the first step again. Do you have any comment? We had as our president, Ghani. He should answer to Afghan people.
I can't speak for Ashraf Ghani or where he is or what his views are. I wouldn't do that. But let me say with all respect that that I understand, and we all understand, the anxiety and the fear and the pain that you're feeling. It's clear and it's evident. And nobody here at the Pentagon is happy about the images that we've seen coming out in the last few days.
What a fucking cuck. What a fucking cuck. I'm telling you, this fucking country going to hell in a handbasket with these cucks out there. Not only that, President Ghani, he's a billionaire right now. He's probably somewhere, I don't know, in the Caribbean, in Thailand, sipping on piña colada. His bank account is full of millions or billions of dollars. He's getting his dick sucked. Do you think he cares about these motherfuckers out there in Afghanistan? Of course not. He's being paid off by the United States government. There's nothing else to see out here. But you saw how she acted, how spoiled we did so much advantage and so much this and so much bullshit. No, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. It's called the Taliban. Patriarchy is going to be back, hopefully, with strong pimping hand. And the whipping will continue. And there's a lot of judges, literally, running around hiding. 230 judges in Afghanistan. They're hiding. And the Taliban let the prisoners out. And the prisoners are looking for these judges. So that scenario is not going to look good. Because if you put an innocent man in jail, they're going to come back for those judges. And they're going to do all kinds of public hanging, burning. So all these skank who locked those motherfuckers up, guess what? Your time is up too. That is karma. So yes, gentlemen. So this is going to be the podcast for today. I'm going to link the last podcast and this podcast together and put it one form because the previous one, it didn't work out. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to record the last one and put it all in one setting for those men out there who can enjoy the podcast in different parts of the world. And right here on Metal.TV. Also talking about Metal.TV, I would like to give thanks and shout out. And I forgot his name for heaven's sake. Let me look it up in my device here real quick, briefly. He donated, he gave the video a boost that I did yesterday. And, you know, somebody gave me shout out, show some love. And that's not for me so much about the love. It's about getting these MGTOW, how you call it, site going with donations. $1 is a booster, I guess, and stuff like that. So his name is Rashad 433. Rashad 433, thank you for the booster. Appreciate it. My love from right here from Kendall Rican and KDR Podcast. Well, gentlemen, like I always say, before I go and stuff like that, check out the link below where I got the MGTOW chat group on Telegram, Odyssey TV, and especially the podcast. The podcast is distributed by different platforms out there, you know, and distributed and stuff like that. And I think I covered all my basics. So, yes. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Like I always say, check out the links. Like I always say, peace. State MGTOW. I definitely catch you the next podcast live stream what I do right here on the podcast or video.